Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Mitch Kropp built Kropp Medcalf from a small company to a $40 million juggernaut providing HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and pest control services. In the process, Kropp Medcalf received an incredible array of awards and developed a reputation for stellar service. How did they do that? In 2015, we interviewed Mitch on stage at an industry conference. He generously shared his experience, business philosophy, and insights with us. In this short segment from that interview, Mitch focused on business growth. Here's Mitch.
When you look at 300-plus employees, 170, 180 service trucks on the road, that's a lot of people to feed. That's a lot of work. And you know, I said work because I don't believe I've ever had a job, with the exception of one. I was working for my daddy, but because I love what I do. And if you love what you do, you know, it makes it so much easier. And the successes that you have, some people say maybe it's like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, it's up, down. Well, as long as you're learning, don't worry about it. If you got your goal set, you got your vision out there, you know what you want to do, then that's all it takes. It's hard work and enjoy it. Well, you know, we had a number of setbacks, of course, that in your growth. You stumble here, you stumble there. But, you know, some of the key things that has happened to us and me in my journey and in this business is meeting people. This is a people business. And whether it's a customer you meet that gives you advice, and some of them can give you advice. You know, I'm not going to use you anymore, you know, something like that. You know, but they give you advice. You got your manufacturers, you got your distributor people, you got your associations and what have you that you get involved in. And it's something that I told my people when I first got involved, if I join, I'm going to get on the board. I'm going to get active because I'm going to rub shoulders with the best people in the industry. And that's what happens to you when you join these organizations. They are the best of the people that want to learn and get involved. And that philosophy works today. If any of my people comes up and says, I want to join, we'll say PHCC or the mechanical contractors or what it is, I say, that's fine. But next year, you want to volunteer to be on the board, and you're going to attend every meeting or have somebody attend the meetings. And we are still practicing that today, and we live by that. We want to be on the boards because they seem to be the people that can get things done. And you got to be willing to do things that other people don't want to do. If you're going to grow and make your company successful, sometimes you're going to bite your tongue. You're going to turn your head around and do the things that other people don't want to do. So it's been a tremendous journey, you know, being with a national ACCA, being their chairman. I never met so many great people in this industry. And you are in a society of great, smart people. And you know what? We are needed. How many homes you look around that don't have air conditioning, don't have refrigeration? You know, get into the commercial side. They've got to have what we have to offer. And it's a journey, and it's a great journey. I was fortunate to have three sons. And three sons that went into the business with me. And none of them did I ask them to. They came to Dad and says, look, I'd like to be part of the organization. The oldest son came first, of course, and he is now president of the company. They booted me out about 4 years ago and called me a CEO, you know. I could give you some definitions of a CEO, but it may not be nice, you know. But I right now do work about 30 hours a week and, you know, go in late and leave early and have off on my Fridays and, you know. But that's some of the benefits of having great people around you. And when I say great, I mean that. They're not good. They are great. To put up with me and my sons, we demand you to be great. and we'll push you to be great. And I think that's important that you look at people when you hire them. We hire for attitude. You know, a lot of that means a lot to us. The rest of the education is good and so forth, but you've got to be the right mix to be with Crop Metcalf. And but got three sons, and, you know, people tell you about family businesses. Well, there's three problems I think you have in family business. One is the leadership. One is money. And one is future with them. And, of course, with my sons, we resolved the money issue. That's been fixed. They know what a president gets. They know what a director gets, a vice president gets. They know what all these levels are. And if the president decides that he wants an increase in his income, the same percentage goes in the line. So there's not a disturbance from the money aspect. Responsibilities. All of them know what their responsibilities are. They got job descriptions. They know what they're supposed to do, and they're held accountable for it. They are just like anybody else that we would hire. And I think that's two of the biggest things that we have in a family business. And, of course, some people are worried about the issue of he works more than I do, or my job is more important, or what have you. So you overcome those things. And then you have a plan if something happens. You cannot run an organization without a plan. You need a plan of action for a number of things. And, of course, we got manuals that would stack up here. Thank goodness it went to computers, because now it's not it's in a computer somewhere. But you've got to have plans and your goals, and you stay on top of, you hold people accountable. And sometimes that's difficult because, you know, every now and then they come up to me and says, Mr. Kropp, you know, this guy's been working here for 30-some years and or 40 years, and, you know, he's not doing what he used to, and you know, I understand he's one of your sacred cows. I'm saying, you know, I'm a Virginia country boy, you know. So I say, well, you know, let me talk to him, but it's y'all's decision. And, you know, they made the right decisions, because you get people out there as old as I am trying to climb a ladder or getting into an attic and so forth. We's not as, well, it's just a little difficult for us sometimes to get up there. But this year, our goal is to be in the mid 40 million. We'll do somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-some million. Our split in business, we've got residential HVAC, we've got commercial HVAC, we've got plumbing, commercial, we've got we stepped out on faith about 4 years ago and got into the pest control business because we felt it was a service business to our residential customers, and it was something that we could dispatch, we could handle the people, and it would not be very difficult for us to be part of that business. One of our goals has been to any service product that's out there that the homeowner needs, we could eventually offer it to them. If they call the wrong number and said they want a pizza, we should get them a pizza. You know, we'll call, you know, a pizza company and say, deliver this pizza. And we've also had four locations at one time. We've consolidated down to one Maryland, one Virginia location now. And the consolidation I was against. But thank goodness my sons and all knew what they were doing, because, you know, now we do all of our dispatching out of one location, all of our customer service out of one location, all of our bookkeeping out of one location, payable. Everything is done in one location now. And I was having it done in multiple locations. So I wasn't too smart, I guess. But so you've got to listen. And, of course, you know, I guess I was almost up to $5 million in sales before I realized I couldn't do it all. I bet you there's some people in there right now I think they've got to touch everything in their business. You've got to be there. You got to see it. The empowerment of people is golden. Have great people around you. Let them run your business. And I was at least $5 million before that, and $5 million, you know, I was probably at about $200,000 per person. What was that? I can't work it out. How many people is that? But anyway, that many people run around. and we had to order a truck, I'd go order that truck. You know, if we made a big buy from one of the manufacturers, I had to be involved in that. You know, if we hired somebody, I had to be involved in that. Well, it doesn't work out of way if you're going to grow. If you really want to go grow, get some good people, great people, and make it happen. On the back of every one of our business cards, we have that commitment. When we give it to a customer, they see what our company stands for right on the back of it. And we're proud of this. We're proud that we can live up to these standards.
Hi, this is David again. That wraps up this part of the interview with Mitch Kropp. I want to thank Mitch for doing that. He was incredibly generous with his time and always interesting and informative. So thanks very much, Mitch. And we'll have more segments from Mitch in the future. There's three other things I'd like to mention. Our show is patiently produced, edited, mixed, and fixed by Ruben Devine. Thanks very much, Ruben. Secondly, we're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. Third thing, if you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.